been a tough couple of weeks for us, because since Mikel got diagnosed with it, we had to go into 7 days isolation before we even went into lockdown. So it's been a long 2 months for us now so far, I think. And there's no even talk about when we're going to be back at work or anything, and doing anything normal in the next couple of months. So it's the uncertainty of not knowing what's happening is kind of tough to deal with.
That probably broke the mould in a way in terms of the Premier League, looking at the season and stopping the season was Mikel Arteta, obviously, and that seems like years ago now. We've gone through so much since. But in terms of the club at the moment, I suppose you're looking at players maybe coming in individually, every once in a while getting a bit of work done and leaving, is it?
So at the minute what they're doing is they're opening at I think there's one pitch available to them, so it's set up in the morning for them, and it's one in and one out. But they're not allowed into the building. They have to turn up and just park your car beside the pitch, do your training, get back in the car and go home. There's no contact with anybody. So it's quite strange at the minute. But then there is talks of them going in maybe in small groups, but the same thing again, where they're not allowed into the building. So everything is just, you turn up, you train, and you get in your car and go home. And then they're talking about no contact as well, in groups of threes and fours starting back. So I don't know, it's really, really strange.
Yeah, I suppose in terms of they're looking at the Premier League season and maybe looking at rushing a return. I know there's plenty of TV money and the likes at stake. And do you see the Premier League season being completed at the moment? It looks like they're taking steps towards that.
Yeah, I think it will, just for the simple fact that there's so much money involved. The government seem to want it to come back, which is kind of a good thing in a way, but then it's the health side of it. I mean, your health is more important than football, to be honest, but I think they're looking to get it back. They're trying every possible thing what they can, coming up with all different proposals on how it will be safe to go back playing, but we'll just have to wait and see about the rises in the deaths or the spikes or the decreases, and see what happens as to before you can resume even partly training, never mind back playing in stadiums and stuff like that.